Blog Talk Radio.
Real Wolf, underground shit. I guess I'm up first, right? I'm around first? Alright, let me hit this blunt right quick. I'm the sickest motherfucker on this earth. That a fucking transvestite dog on blue smurf. Bizarre smack a bitch quick. Then give her ass a lick while she take a shit. Fuck you serious, fuck your rag. Take it in your ass, just like a fag. All my fans is crazy, they love it. That's why I say fuck it, and smack you in public. I'm rugged.
Yeah, you know me well, the guards said that they owe me hell. I'm the outlaw, Josie Wells. I make a nigga feel spiritual like holy tales from the Bible. Wrote Exodus and it in hell. No one knows you, so if I kill you, who'd I tell? Half pistol, whiny nigga, that's a fucking fail. Life without purpose, that's a fucking jail. Laws cross when I spit it, it's fucking hell.
Master Badan for lesbians, satanic majesty's equestrian. On the black sea, stampeded pedestrians. Stupid thought will shall be the whole of the law. I get my dick sucked by none with the soul of a whore. Superstitious like a gypsy cast in a death spell. Exhale chemtrails, strangle you with your own entrails. 40 days of July innocence was converted. Ill Bill, born on the same day Billy the Kid was murdered.
Kill or be killed, so watch out for the villainy dill. I'm slinging rap, swinging bats like I'm in Little League still. Sipping cocaine off a coin with Kennedy's grill. Call from a joint while I'm crushing my enemy's will. I'm the homicidal Hercules. Doggy, I'm an urban myth. I swerve the whip and get my dick sucked while I'm on work release. I give these rappers bad advice and a nervous twist. Penetrate and innovate and renegade, I murder shit.
I'm a real wolf. I'm a real wolf.
I ain't racist just cause I split your head to the white meat. No. The missing link, Yeti, Sasquatch, yeah, I might be.
This shit real.
Distribute guns in a kid's meal. Open the box, hold the clock, bust a shot through the windshield. The manifestation of evil, stay alive and breathe. And I'm Satan's fitness trainer, exercising demons. Respect the shooter, I'll find the bastard. Hell, my loaded pistol is a fire hazard.
My dick stays hard in graveyards. You pray hard as I make love to Adolf Hitler. Start getting called me a nigger as I lick his honest chest. I can see his head Nazis, what I get retarded. Why cause I'm fucking your leader rolling his ass? Speak to him in Hebrew, fuck the Fuhrer until he's back dead again. Tell the Aryans I'm burying my head, dragging his belly. And it's scary cause I'm licking his mustache.
Son of a killer, Mr. fucking grimy. SAS 22nd Regiment Limey. Born in the bar with my eyes wide open. Inspired by debacle since I came out the fallopian. We don't fuck around, got permits to carry. Everybody walks around like dirty fucking Harry. Don't play my town, cause we will fucking bury you. Carry you to a funk, cut up your arms, shoot up by animals.
Your mark, get set, ready to go. Green light, check the flag, time to get that dough. And ayo, in the underworld, I'm half wolf and half lichen. Swing the Excalibur, barbaric Viking.
Vicodin, marijuana, cocaine, the Grateful Dead. Average rappers keep nabbing, be sure to make it bad. When they battle me, fatality, take your head. Then write a rhyme with your blood, the page painted red.
I'm a real wolf.
Grayskull, my gray matter's powerful as Grey Hulk. I'm star scared before he went to Great Soap. My brain's broke, slang dope, and when I speak, my slang's dope. You suck, fuck, your whole album is a gay joke. Rap is lethal, spit a 16 at you and paint the ceiling with your brains like the Sistine Chapel. I'm the cardinal of carnage, the poisonous priest. Don't bother praying to your God, there's no avoiding this beast.
You ain't about that life, you a bastard, I won't attack. I'm the type to grab a knife when I'm stabbing you with it backwards. My back slapping whack-ass nine rappers. Snatch the breath out of you, fast. To the NAS, but without a gas mask, I lay hash, a heinous sicker slash murderer. I'm burning these legacy killers, putting more metal in niggas than robotic mechanisms. Kill his woman and brag about it in prison. Rambo knife, show you what bloody is. You call it a dead cop, I call it a bloody pig. You sick your hands, knife money, you's a funny kid. You next to get molly wop like your buddy did. The Ruger Blackhawk, stick it in the dunny rib. Throw him in the fucking bathroom like Sonny did. The biggest show in your career like 100 kids. The AR-15 blew off like 100 wigs.
Grim Reaper to Ariel Castro, Adam Lanza, James Holmes, flame on. No, it ain't wrong when I'm gonna have them plans for cancer. Then land ya in the hands of Tans Panthers. Damned with antlers that ram your man pampers. Scrams the answer. No evil understands your grandeur. In like you were three times the word lambda. I'll be the damper on a clans fam's camper. Necromancer drinking vodka and Fanta with Fanta.
I'm a real
And we are back. Or nope, never mind, we ain't back. We just got here, my bud. This is losing my mind. But whoop, yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio. I'm your host, Havoc. Your co-host, Ghetto G, will be joining us very shortly, probably after Raw. And what y'all just heard was the Underworld off of course, Real Wolf presents the Underworld. I got a shitload of motherfuckers on that track right there. As you just heard, Bazaar, Reek the Lost Cause, Ill Bill, Slain, self-titled, King Gordy, Sid of Slipknot, The Goondocks, Apathy, Slipknot, McVeigh, Vinny Paz, and Tech N9ne. Now, what do you say we move on to another track? I say, Haystack, Big White Whirlwind.
Yeah, I always told him I was gonna keep my opinion to myself and my mouth shut until I had been here 10 years. Well, now, reputable status, false. And I just happen to be that white guy. I came straight from the corners, campaigning with the working man. Showed up in the hood, politicking out of work, man. Used to be the white man, used to be the perp man. One more person ass, and I'ma be the
syrup man.
Spend big money, make moves in my boss time. I part when I shoot ball in my all time. Online all the time, email to the phone. Money coming to my house, even when I ain't at home. Barack Obama, backseat of an Escalade. Told the driver, hold my pistol while I get my picture made. Bitch made, boys wanna talk about big bank. I'm more entertained by watching my fish tank. This thing I got does not shoot blank. This the type of shit that they be having on them army tanks. White rappers get pigeonholed, they not like me. They them, I'm me, this is not the white league. Me, I'm a big white whirlwind. Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop, say you'll stop me, but you will not me. I'm a big white whirlwind, Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop, say you'll stop me, but you will not. I'm the ATIC, ask about me, say me LA or NYC, Kentucky, Colorado, Miami to the O, Ohio, Baltimore, Orlando, Georgia boy loving it, Utah banging it. By losing in the bootlegger slanging it. Either way they're getting it, and I'm getting paid. It'll take more than digital sales. Bill Clinton status getting blowed in the office. You can see me with the baddest young one. Reputation now, put it down for the town when I'm far away from home. White boy, that's my AKA, and they shy away like I'm with the takers. Bitch, I'm from the hood, grew up with white and black folks. Ambulances, cop cars, gun and crack smoke. Me, I'm a big white whirlwind. Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop, say you'll stop me, but you will not. Me, I'm a big white whirlwind. Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop, say you'll stop me, but you will not. Fuck boy, I'ma get mine. Eliminate competitors, five at a time. Y'all must be blind, months behind. If I said I gave a fuck, I'd just be lying. I was the first white boy who was with the shit. Showing up in vests, extra clips and shit. The only white boy who really saw what he was talking about. Though I heard a lot of fake MCs talking about machines that count money. Bitches that sell pussy. Well, here's fast text, if it's in the bitch tummy. Give you a spot, a pot, soda, and a half. And wouldn't get nothing but some mud-ass water back. Damn, I wish you working your wrist. Oh, I was supposed to work my wrist. I talk about what I know, living and getting dough. Leave that other shit alone, baby boy, let it go. Leave it to me. I'm a big white whirlwind. Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop. Say you'll stop me, but you will not. Me. I'm a big white whirlwind. Barack Obama on some whole different circumstance. Jackie Robinson of hip-hop. Say you'll stop me, but you will not.
right, y'all, we back. Up next. Let's go with Stag X. Ghetto.
And welcome to hell.
Yes. And maybe next week, me and Ghetto G will occupy Raw, just like Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, well, blame it on the king. The king in his ugly ass shirt.
Yeah, right.
His woman shirt.
Like, what the fuck was he wearing?
Who the hell are all them people, man? Where the fuck they come from?
Yeah, right.
I just kind of thought he was going to have people from the crowd just running.
He did.
No, I mean, just like the audience.
Fucking Daniel Bryan's nuts.
So, why exactly is there an Andre the Giant Royal Rumble we want to go on at WrestleMania?
I don't know.
Why is Andre the Giant important for WrestleMania?
I don't know.
I don't understand. I guess this may be a new thing they're going to start doing. You know, since they no longer have Money in the Bank, you know, when they used to have it at WrestleMania.
Yeah, right.
Since now it has its own pay-per-view.
What I want to know is why the fuck is it Natalya gets another fucking shot at the Divas title?
Come on, don't you know it's an easy thing nowadays in that business? If you beat the champion, you get a title match.
So then they should make it a triple threat match then.
Well, that's not going to happen.
Because Nikki beat her tonight.
But that's tonight. Natalya already had the match set up for tomorrow.
Oh, maybe at WrestleMania.
If they're lucky, the Divas will have a match at WrestleMania.
Yeah, like Daniel Bryan got lucky to have his match at WrestleMania.
Well, I'm not quite sure why he wants to have two matches at WrestleMania, but...
Alright. He's an idiot.
More than likely, he'll beat Triple H and he'll be in the match.
Yeah, more likely.
Just how I saw people were just talking about that John Cena Bray Wyatt match, and now it was set up tonight.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Just makes no sense.
Daniel Bryan, Renee?
Thank you very much, Josh. Daniel Bryan, what a huge night for you tonight. Now you know you have your match set with Triple H. You get that victory. You get that World Heavyweight Championship match. How do you feel right now?
I mean, it's unbelievable. And the thing is it's not me, right? It's the people. And
it's the people.
The people
you brought into the ring.
Right? That's what all these corporations...
But my question is, okay, Triple H and Stephanie brought only out two security guards and deal with a whole crowd of motherfuckers. What the hell was that?
Well, why the hell did Damian Sandow come on?
I guess apparently he was supposed to have a match.
Who's he supposed to fight?
I don't know, but he did it. He chose not to have it because of the fucking crowd.
Well, why didn't the other person that he was supposed to fight come out too?
I don't know.
Or why didn't they just send the authority down?
Yeah, Raven, come on. Stephanie owns the crowd. So I'm pretty sure she got it.
Where was Kane at, man? You could have sent Kane down there. You could have sent the gay ass Shield down there.
Yeah, right. But that's all right. Dean Ambrose has a match tomorrow night.
Yeah, the same fucking match we've already seen.
Yeah. U.S. title match. Ambrose versus Mark Henry.
and injured Mark Henry.
Yep.
I wonder who's going to win.
Yeah, right.
I don't know why they're having title matches on that main event. Ain't nobody give a shit about that show.
No.
Well, SmackDown's coming to Pittsburgh in June.
That should be interesting.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if Obama's going to try and gas us all.
Okay, then.
What up? I know somebody fucking posted up saying, alright, fam, right now STP is going through a lawsuit with the FBI over considering us gang members. At the same time, we have Barack Obama trying to disarm the United States. The same thing Hitler did before he killed all the Jews.
Is that even true?
I think so, yeah.
So Obama's going to kill the world? Is that what you're
probably
saying?
Probably. Yep.
I don't understand why people bring that type of topic up to juggalos, man.
Yeah, right.
Ain't nobody gonna really care.
True.
And if somebody sees it, more likely it will turn into a posting stupid photos, you know, thing.
Who knows what the fuck's gonna happen with these motherfuckers?
That's like I just saw that little girl, Danny Perps, man, she's single now. Now she's throwing herself into the alligator pit in all Juggalos, Chad. So all the old guys are probably going wild right now.
They probably are.
Like, oh, fresh meat.
All pedals line up for that fucking piece of ass.
That's so sad how people act on the internet.
It really is.
Like, not just one person. All of them.
Yeah. Pitiful.
Fucking releasing the hounds, man. No pun intended. The dogs outside.
Hey, you know, I wonder if this is even possible for these motherfuckers. Dude posts up in the room, up in the chat, saying, well, you know, all of the chat, how long have you been down? One person said 30 years. Now, how long has ICP been around? I don't think it's been 30 years.
Well, how old is he?
This dude is... don't know, doesn't say.
Well, it's possible. Depending on how old he is. I don't know what. ICP came around, what, early 90s?
Yeah, about there. Yeah, I don't know how old this dude, how old he is, but I don't think he's been down for 30 years.
I don't fucking know. I don't care either. That whole thing is just retarded. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, right.
If you're one of them newer people, man, you're fucking retarded, though, man. Like, and that's just annoying.
Yeah, really is.
But I mean, as for how long you've been listening to ICP and all that, man, I don't even give a shit. Whatever.
Yeah, right.
We'll continue live right here on the WWE Network tomorrow, 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific. It is Main Event live on the.
Shut up, Josh Matthews.
The first one is going to be Dean Ambrose taking on the world's strongest man, Mark Henry. Now, that right there is a...
Now, can you dig that,
sucker? Dean Ambrose, Mark Henry, live tomorrow night on Main Event on the WWE Network. Another championship match, Alex. Yeah, AJ Lee going against...
So I take it that the show is no longer on ION.
Champion on Friday Night Smack.
Nope, it's only on WWE Network.
On Main Event tomorrow night live. And that's what you're going to get here on the WWE Network. Predictions, guys? You guys want to get predictions on these two championship matches? Who wins the United
Nobody
States
Nobody loses their title.
Yeah, right.
The reason why Mark Henry's hungry, I mean, he has something to prove, especially after that beatdown.
Mark Henry's hungry. Yeah, after getting his ass whooped for like 4 weeks.
Yeah, right.
I got to go with Natalya. Finally getting an opportunity here against AJ. Got a lot of momentum coming off Total Divas. Her game is sharp. Natalya's one of those divas that always walks around with her game face on, and I think
it's
that's
not going to happen.
I love that.
Nope.
Queen of Hearts, sharp.
Yeah,
right. I mean, it's
great. Also, a match has been announced for Friday Night SmackDown. It stems from what happened this past Friday Night on SmackDown. Tag team action where we saw Daniel Bryan and the Big Show.
No, let's go to track. I got to go pair. Let's go with Dota product.
Yeah, look, huh. Yo, well if it ain't that, hospital guap getter, that's no. All in the hospital they go. Hop in a Benz Jetta or Rose with a ballin' or bro, I'ma kill them off slow. And I be walking with a bunch of swag, but fuck that word though, fuck I'm bad. Much just like Kirko, yes it bangs, and I'm beating motherfuckers like a punching bag. When I walk up in the club and these boys wanna look pink, wetter than a tub and a car rolling up. You can check all of my phones and you know I'm coming up, cause I made a couple fucking $100,000 in a month. And I got the rubber bands that'll snap right back, and I got the upper hand cause I came right back. Like I never ever left cause I'm sick like that. Kelly swag with a pistol grip pump on my lap.
Hola, hola, bitch, K-pop, break out the Patron and hola, hola, bitch, K-pop.
Girl, yelling what? Going bold, getting drunk, better tough in the club. Yelling out, break it out, pull that ring, break it out.
we're back. What the fuck?
Then say something, dipshit.
Man, I was reading the menu.
The menu?
Yeah,
there's no menu here.
O'Brien's Pub. Trying to decide what I want to get for Wednesday when I go there and order some food. Maybe some bangers and mash. Or the O'Brien burger.
Yep.
All it really is just fresh Irish bacon, egg and cheese. Sounds good though. But yeah, let's see what the fuck this shit is on. Fucking, Beyond the Ring. It's all about The Rock.
Woo!
And when it comes crashing down.
What?
When it comes crashing down, man.
Hell are you talking about?
Here comes Hogan. I think all he's missing is that now is his Kane. So who do you think is going to win? Cena or Wyatt?
I really hope Bray Wyatt.
You know, they should stick Michael Cole in a match with Luke Harper.
Why?
That way Luke Harper can just kill fucking Michael Cole.
Man, he did that whenever he fell over the announce table. What was that, the pay-per-view?
Yeah.
Raw.
Yeah. I remember that. He fucking...
Yeah, so there you go, man. You don't need a match. He already took him off.
Yeah, unfortunately, he's still talking about the WWF and shit.
Yeah, dude, I tuned in, then he was talking about the WWF. I was like, oh, great. Now that the network's here, he's going to start talking about that. He's like, well, if you don't have it, or if you do have it, now is the time to update it. I was like, really? Really? Now we're going to talk about how to update it.
Yeah. I don't fucking know.
Nobody does.
How about that boring match between fucking Sheamus and Christian?
Oh, yes, you know, the match type that I already knew that was going to win for the fact that they were in Memphis. And for the fact that it was so predictable that I knew he was going to kick him through the fucking drum. Yeah, I really could care less about that match.
I think it's what I've been posting on my Facebook saying, if you're going to repeat Sheamus versus Christian, at least let Christian win one match.
Man, fuck that. Make him keep losing so he'll just go away.
That could work too.
Just like how they had the Usos versus Ryback so again.
Yeah. So, more than likely, we'll end up seeing the Usos versus the New Age Outlaws at WrestleMania.
Probably.
Since, you know,
pre-show.
Since, you know, fucking Road Dogg's still injured.
Yeah, he looks real injured.
Well, apparently he is.
He's not fucking injured.
Because he fell on, he slipped on a thing of ice.
So what?
I don't fucking know. You know, he apparently fucking fell on some ice until he injured himself. Fat, ugly black bitch. Go away.
The fuck?
Oh, I'm bad.
Hell are you talking about?
Man, I'm up in all jungle chat. Some chick named Wicked Girl Bree Johnson. Ugly as fuck. Posted up a picture saying single.
What is this, singles night?
What's even funny is the fact that this dude, Kevin Green, the only thing he posted was ugly.
He owned that picture.
Fuck it, she responded saying, kiss my ass. He responds saying, ah, no, that is nasty.
Oh, shit. I got something funny earlier today. I hit up some chick that was on that Tom Johnson page, and then she responded back to, I don't talk to people that don't have pictures of themselves. I was like, okay, laugh alone. I had no idea who the fuck she was anyway.
And like, it's funny how like everybody's attacking that dude now because it's like he called her ugly.
That's not how fam treats fam. But she's not even a juggler. That she's just some random dude that's just been hiding in there.
Probably.
Shit. Everybody has an opinion, though, man.
Yeah.
You don't have to say somebody's ugly, for fuck's sake.
The fuck, this dude's fucking nuts. He posted up on his wall. Bonago says, when your boyfriend or girlfriend says you're their world, it's like they are calling you fat and round.
That wasn't funny. That was a fail.
Oh, man.
That was a complete fail, man. Come on.
It really was, but still. It's so stupid and so such a big fail. It's funny. But yeah,
like,
just, ugly.
Oh, yeah, it's that I'm in shape, round as a shape. Now, see, things like that are funny.
Man, this is just nuts. Hey, look, Joby decided to fucking enter her opinion saying...
Man, fuck her. What'd she say?
Let's see what... She said, you don't have to like anyone. If you post an image, you're opening yourself for onto negativity.
Somebody put that girl to bed.
And this other dude decided to fucking call her out and say, so you still post single when I asked you out and you said yes. Wow. Motherfucker. You had to ask that bitch out. But
Jesus Christ. I thought I was desperate. From
the yeah, right.
To who? Wow.
Man, all these emo bitches up in here. I just broke up with my let. Motherfucker, you can't even start a word let, but yet you sell let as an L-E-T. Because she cheated on me with my ex. I'm broken. Don't know what to do. Kill yourself.
I'm broken. What the hell, man? Why do people gotta post this shit? Like,
yeah, right. I don't give a fuck.
Like, you know you look like a complete jackass posting this on the internet, but yet you still do it.
Yeah.
Post some sappy bullshit on there and expect people not to make fun of you.
Hey, look, I found Danny.
There she is, see? Is it all blown up?
Yeah, about 43 people so far.
Jesus. That was just like half hour ago.
Oh, man. Like, holy shit, what the fuck? Why did you break up? Because he treated me like a child. Bitch, you are a child. You're 15.
Doesn't change the fact that you're 16 years old. Sorry, Danny.
And he didn't respect me. Well, that's your fault.
She's always talking about how she loved the dude and shit. How did he treat her like crap and didn't respect her and shit? Like, we're missing something here.
Yeah, right?
We're only allowed to know the good things.
It's like, the hell is up to these people?
But did you enjoy that she bought into my status yesterday?
Man, that was even funnier. Fucking grabbing the popcorn.
Yeah, as I argue with myself.
Yeah, and the best part is fucking Destiny, as she thought fucking F.E. DeMonica was asking somebody else.
I kept calling her a little girl. Or, you little hoe. That's how bitches talk, too, when they're all mad.
Yeah, right?
Like, listen, little girl. So why is she so mad?
I don't fucking know.
I love how she says she's deleted her Facebook, but yet she's still there.
Yep. She's deleting it, all right.
Why do people even say that? If you're going to delete it, just delete it. What the fuck? Like, where the hell did Tiny Toons go?
Yeah, right.
Where the fuck did she go?
Yeah, right. Like, her shit deleted. What the fuck?
I was like, what? Where the fuck's this profile at?
Man, I didn't want to hear this, but you liked everything that she posted. I always mess things up. Get OG liked. Can I go
like on all of them?
Can I go live under a rock, get OG liked?
I enjoy her sadness.
Goodbye, deleted Facebook. Get OG liked.
That's what people do to us, man. They just like everything.
Yeah, right.
Even when it's a question.
Apparently him, her and her man are fighting again.
Man, it's probably just her fighting with herself.
Yeah, probably. Most of the this dude, Instigator Low Miller, goes, half on that, I've said that before, and I never did it, so yeah.
Exactly, see?
And apparently, earlier this week, she deleted her profile, but no one noticed.
No.
Move back to MySpace. What the fuck?
Man, ain't nobody going there.
Hell nah.
I don't even know how to log in on there.
I don't either. I mean, how much you want to bet if, when those two break up, she'll probably start calling back in those again.
I sure hope not.
Damn kids.
That's for fucking sure.
Oh yeah, but the fact I ended up offending somebody today at work. First day back, and I already offended somebody.
There's a shocker.
And all I said was, I'm glad I ain't got no kids.
How does that offend somebody?
Because she had kids. And they were with her. And yes, that's why I said it, because her kids don't, her kids are just retarded. So I just said, I'm glad I ain't got no kids.
I don't understand how she got offended by that, though. You were talking about yourself. I know, but... It's not like, fuck your kids.
Yeah,
well,
speaking
of badass little kids, man, there's one store we were in the other day, man, fucking badass kids running around a store and whatnot. This little girl doing fucking splits and like trying on a pair of fucking new pants and shit. I was like, man, fuck that, man. You break that shit, you buy it. It was funny because then once we got to the register, the damn girl that was working there, she was complaining about that.
Man, the odd father needs to go away.
The what?
The odd father.
The odd father?
Yep.
What the fuck is that?
He's a fucking artist.
Okay. whoever that may be. No. No, you are not ruining that song. Fuck you. Go to hell. No, fuck that, man. I like that song.
Yep, that's the Odd Father.
No. No.
He made the track called I Respect Hoes.
Oh, God. He obviously doesn't respect Nirvana. Did you say black or women?
Yeah.
Did he just say black women and blacker women?
I think so.
What? What the hell? Where the hell did you find this fucking dumbass?
Some chick fucking sent me a request to fucking like him. Apparently 18 people on my page fucking like them.
It's just 18 people on your page is like anything.
Yeah, pretty much.
Except Juggalo Rider Radio.
That's the truth.
I think it's funny I invited all the people that actually tuned in here and know us and all that shit to like the page. And none of them ever did.
That's because they're retarded.
You know, like, Mr. Looney doesn't even like the page.
But yet, they want us to promote their shit.
But then, yeah, then she wants us to like their dude, that dude's fucking page. But I did not.
Yeah, because they didn't like us.
I mean, it's a bitch when you want something done. Because you ain't getting a like from me if you don't like my shit.
Exactly.
No matter who the hell you are.
I mean, the only person whose page up on Facebook I actually liked was Ice-T. That's about it.
So you ready for that marathon?
Yeah, it should be interesting.
Can't even believe that they threw that together like that. It's like, really?
Yeah.
Like, we've known that these two have been on these shows for the longest fucking time. Now you gotta make some gay name marathon for it.
I don't know.
Damn you, USA.
But, hey, I mean, shit, I mean, at least NCIS actually made sense. Fucking caffeinated, it was like a caffeinated marathon type thing. Because all they do is drink coffee.
But since that dude was playing that terrible version of that song, do you have that actual song?
No.
Well, you should get that and you should play that song.
I can definitely do that. Let's go to YouTube. I don't like opening up BitComment. I'm trying to remember what that was, what one that was. What, like a fire or something like that?
Yeah.
Well, we don't want the unplugged version. Download the new version of this shit.
Well, in the meantime, we'll listen to a song.
Sound good. Let's go with...
Throw it over.
track is uploading to the soundboard now. Here we go with Nirvana, Lake of Fire.
The Meat Puppets.
And we're back.
Yep. Time for the gang rally.
What the fuck? Gang rally you going to?
The Juggalo gang rally. We meet every day in all Juggalos, Chad. And we have important discussions such as add me. And am I ugly?
Yes.
You're not fam. Fucking Juffalo.
You are very ugly. Get over it.
I'm gonna go cry now.
Oh, bud. Nadine takes his sleep. Meatballs, garlic bread. Yeah, she was okay.
What?
I said she looks okay.
Who looks okay? That girl that seems to love garlic bread?
The fuck?
Ain't that what your TV was just talking about, man?
Nah, man. This Nadine chick.
Who the fuck is Nadine? What are you fucking smoking?
Puppet all jungle chat, genius.
You act like I'm looking there.
Oh, you said it's time for the gang rally.
Yeah, it is. This is how dangerous juggalos are. We sit on the internet.
She was so terribly pleasant, like one of those Star Wars Jedi people. You do not need to see my
Star Wars Jedi people.
Yep.
It was late. I was tired. You're too tired to get her name. Oh, no. I made sure she signed in. It's always good to know the name of whatever serial killer you might be harboring. She's a serial killer?
She is Belva Lockwood.
Oh, man.
To be honest,
how the fuck is this dude fucking Robert Gilbert even get made a fucking admin?
I don't know who that is.
I'll get up in all jungle until he goes. Yes, but we do not have bashing in this group. You cannot just post ugly on a girl's pic and stay in the group.
Why the fuck am I?
I don't know. He goes, she was not asking for a rate or how she looked, so that was uncalled for and hateful. And you see, jailbait, I agree with you. It's an opinion. Everyone has one. Just like assholes. So apparently he fucking deleted the dude.
Yeah, see that? So much for freedom of speech.
Yeah, right? Let's see. Like I was saying, this chat is about connecting to family and helping each other. When you're deleting posts about people asking for help, you cause them to go through more emotional stress. Maybe you should take into account someone else's thought for once, sir, and turning blame on me when I call you out on your faults as admin. Yep, prove your true character, doesn't it? Now we will see how long I last.
You're not allowed to call people out. It's in the rules. Do all Juggalo groups sound like this?
I don't think so.
Because this is really the only one I pay attention to. The rest of them sound like this, too.
Yeah, this is the only one I really pay attention to, and I'm in a shitload of them.
Mainly because you don't see anybody posting any other ones. But there's always so many things that are in there. Like, why don't I see it in my newsfeed?
Yeah, right?
keep trying to be added to that psychopathic Riders for Life or whatever group that we got going on, and nobody even fucking talks on her.
Yeah, right. I mean, come on. I mean, at least we actually run in actually cool in there, and, you know, we don't delete people's posts unless it's someone, you know, asking to be added 20,000 times.
That's because nobody talks in there. I just said nobody talks in there. Nobody talks in any of the fucking groups we're in.
Yeah, right. Do you see that, man? There's dissension amongst the ranks in all Juggalos chat, though, man. The admins are fighting with each other.
Good. I hope they all kill each other. They're not allowed to call each other out and fight with each other. They should get
apparently
banned.
Not.
They should get banned.
Not because what? Because Jailbait's a fucking admin and she's arguing with another admin. And she called out another admin as well.
Breaking all the rules.
Oh, man. It's like one big fucking party. Let's see. Wait,
set a good example.
Robert Gilbert's response to it, an opinion, is a hateful, hurtful, unasked for one, and it seems that's why you're defending it.
People always fighting.
Yeah, but it's even funny when the admins are fighting amongst each other. Always amazing. I see we go on a track. And I think it's time we played all juggalo chat anthem. So this is Haystack with Boo Hoo Hoo.
Big stack, baby, a.k.a. rap money. And I ain't going nowhere. These bitches will never run me off the set. Like, I done seen them run a lot of cowards up out of here. Believe that shit. Oh. I ain't lying, I ain't crying, I ain't shedding a tear. I ain't bragging about being hard, I'm just being sincere. Through the years, I see it clearer. Snakes and banana peels. You'd be surprised how could they keep you a Nashville. Just for having a little more money than you. Some people could have lived if they would have gave us their real. Fuck them. You gon' have to kill me for these cars. Don't try to rob me, just gone off me, pop me. They always said I was stubborn. I ain't from spoon-fed hoogies that was raised in the suburbs. I'm from right down the block where they sold Hubbard. And if your daddy didn't work, there was no supper. I plan to die like a man, I ain't gon' lay on my stomach. I'ma know for a fact that some real killers done it. When you look me in my eyes, I'ma mug you and tell you fuck you. Dude, I ain't even no gangster.
Coming with
And we are back. People actually put on stupid ass events. So I'm reading this one chick's fucking post up in there. It says, so basically I helped my dad out at working, at work setting up and taking down concerts and events. And one of these events was called Vagina Monologue. It was really just women describing their vaginas. I now know that there are a hell of a lot of different vaginas. What the fuck?
Wow.
And apparently she's 13.
What the fuck?
Having to do that shit. What the fuck? What about the fucking post where that chick posted up a big picture and the dude said ugly? The entire post got deleted.
Of course it did.
Like, wow. Well, I guess there's nothing going on with sexy pics. I guess we could leave this group.
What the hell do you want to go on there with 9 people?
I don't know. So you're never sure if Anastasia's Daniel Bryan is just like say no.
She kept saying no. So do you like it? No. Do you not like it? No. Are you a real person? No.
There, I commented saying, I think she's really Daniel Bryan in drag.
I think she's really Destiny in normal.
Possible.
I mean, she plays the role of her boyfriend, so may as well be her, too.
That's true. Man, I think it's funny how we both said we'd hit it.
I don't know, man. The bitch she gave me wasn't all that bad.
Yeah, man, the fucking black chick that she gave me wasn't that bad either. That's why I said I'd fuck her.
I guess she thought we'd be disgusted.
And what's funny is Daniel Bryan struck again because of the fact that he posted one another of her. And Anastasia goes, no!
See? That's all it fucking says.
I just think it's funny, though, man, because of the fact Destiny and her man are supposed to be so close, but yet he's busy looking, looking naked pics of other chicks. I mean, come on, man, every single pic, every pic that we posted up of a naked chick and her, or a tit, he was there to like. And a quickness.
That Danny girl put up her phone number.
Dumbass.
She wants people to text her. You should call her.
Man, we should definitely call her. Wow, I completely forgot I deleted her.
You deleted her?
Yeah, that actually deleted me.
Oh.
Wait, nope, I deleted her because I saw the whole fucking thing of Kristen Juggalette. I was like, yep, nope, fuck you, you're gone.
Matt, I didn't even see that until just now. Like... Oh, God, this bitch is stretching her ears now. Why?
Who?
Why do people do that?
Who stretches whose ears?
Why do people stretch their fucking earlobes, man?
I don't know. Who's doing it now?
Crackheads.
Well, that's beside the point. Yeah, they're all crackers that do it. I guess we already lost.
Huh?
Fucking Jason David Frank posted off something, a message contest saying, win a voicemail from Jason David Frank. The first comment to this post will win a personalized voice message from Jason David Frank. Well, we lost.
Wow.
Wait, the funny thing is, this shit was posted 13 minutes ago, and there's only 290 fucking comments.
Jeez.
So, yeah. This goes to show that not everybody has a chance to win that contest. Or any contest in the world.
So the Facebook world knows that Rabbit is now pregnant.
That's a scary thought. Rabbit having a kid.
Yeah, now she's having a kid.
Man, next you know, I'm going to have a kid.
Yeah, what a black chick.
Man, she better look good though.
That's up to you, you idiot.
I remember tomorrow buying, either tomorrow or Wednesday to buy a fucking flagpole.
Are you planning on putting it outside?
Yeah, man, my Iris flag. Got that shit today.
Oh, yeah? You want somebody to steal that? Okay. After all the stories of people stealing shit, do you want to put a flag outside?
Man, they want to steal that flag. I'm going to hunt them down and kill them. So, did you get your fucking shit yet?
What shit?
From Hatchy Gear.
Yeah, I got that on Saturday.
That long to get it.
See, that's how it's supposed to go. I talked to them on Thursday, and they shipped it out that day, got here in 2 days.
You know, I want to buy a fucking flag from Hatchet Gear, but I don't want Mighty Death Pop on it.
It's the only flag they got.
I know. It's $20.
Which is ridiculous. And another thing, man, I looked at the damn receipt thing that I shit that I ordered. When I bought it online, it said it was, the one thing was $13.50 or some shit. And then the other one was $5.34. And then the paper that they sent me, it said like 14 something, and then like $5.55. I'm like, what? They charged me more?
What the fuck?
I don't understand. Like, why was that two different prices?
Yeah, right.
I mean, I still paid what I paid, but like, what was up with your price bullshit?
I don't even think they know.
Damn Jason and Kevin at Psychopathic Records.
Yeah, charging people more than what they originally fucking paid.
Like, the one dude's nice, man. He was helpful. And the other dude, he was a douchebag in the email, but he was kind of helpful on the phone.
Damn, SPH. They're everywhere. What the fuck? Again, SPH, Southern Psychopathic Agent, motherfuckers. They're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, there's nobodies.
Yeah, man, I fucking typed in Hatchet Man flag on eBay, and then when it popped up, it looked exactly like their type of shit.
It probably is.
I don't want to buy crap, motherfuckers.
That's a great status. I wonder when my mom is going to come home.
Yep. Who the fuck posted that stupid status?
Danny.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Wait, that Monty Ugly bitch is still there. It didn't get deleted. But that Kevin Green dude did. He got banned. All for saying chick was ugly.
This let was bored. 17 years old, so watch your words. And no admies. Wow. When you gotta say things like this, you know you're in a fucked up group.
Yeah, right. Watch your words. I don't want to watch my words. Yeah, you're not getting a whoop-whoop, motherfucker.
Whoop-whoop.
Nah, dude, David W. Swords goes, "Sup, fam, I am staying with my girlfriend, her daughter, along with her parents. I treat her daughter like she is my own. So am I being a good boyfriend by staying up with her daughter while she sleeps, seeing as how she has to be up for work in 4 hours? Her parents normally stay up with her, but her mom was mad because supposedly we let her take a nap when we didn't. So can I get a whoop whoop if you think I'm doing the right thing by taking care of her daughter while she sleeps?" No. Like, seriously, what the fuck?
I don't know. He's a nice person.
I think someone should cuss on that fucking 17-year-old fucking post. So she said, "Watch your words." They put fuck up on it for the hell of things.
Well, put fuck on that then.
I'm tempted.
Are you feeling lucky?
It'd be funny if I got banned for just posting the word fuck.
That's a hateful thing.
I guess so. But I said we go with a track. This is gonna be very random.
Latino Heat. Latino Heat.
Life, the memory of mine, the fear.
And we're back. It's so quiet.
Then tell us a story, bitch.
Man, that ain't my job.
It is your job.
Probably sure.
You have one job.
Well, it's my job when we have listeners. We ain't got no listeners.
Fucking get a listener. God damn it.
Man, I've tried. But I'm going to order a new shirt from Jason David Frank. Possibly.
Woo!
Let's see. Let's see if we can find out. He might have fucking merchandise this time around. There we go. Man, I didn't even tell you how much the fucking prices are for shit. The hell.
It's a surprise.
Man, it better not be no fucking surprise. But, so let's see how many matches they have at WrestleMania set up nowadays.
Nowadays.
Yeah, nowadays.
Doesn't even fucking happen. And it's only one time.
Well, Orton versus Batista. Lesnar versus Lesnar. Yeah, Lesnar versus Lesnar.
I want to see that match.
I do too. Taker versus Lesnar.
Oh, wow.
The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royale. The winner will receive the Andre the Giant Memorial Trophy.
Don't understand why.
Don't know. Daniel Bryan versus Triple H. Cena versus Bray Wyatt. And hey, look, they already got participants for the fucking Battle Royale. Ryback, Curtis Axel, Big E, Kofi, Dolph, and Damian.
Yeah, all the people that have gotten nowhere.
Maybe we'll get Alexander Russo will be a part of that shit.
Yeah, that's probably will be, since he was in the Royal Rumble. They're gonna put him in another match like it.
Well, he might as well debut sometime.
He did at the Royal Rumble. And now there's another Royal Rumble coming up. Put him in that. It only makes sense.
I mean, come on, man. What the fuck? Dude, all he does now is just comes out and talks in different languages.
But all he does is come out and say the same thing that the bitch says before he comes out. Like, we know who you are, man. We don't care.
Just, yeah, just get your
fucking
mess
wrestle
already.
Or something.
I mean, come on, how hard is it to step into the ring and just fight? No, you have to stay up on. You just have to keep coming out, get on your stupid little podium, and talk.
Yeah.
I mean, what the fuck? I'm gonna say, put him in a match with fucking, I don't know, Seth Rollins.
Possibly.
Or Dean Ambrose and make it for the title. As we all know, fucking Mark Henry's not gonna win.
He might.
No. Nobody cares, Emo. Go the fuck away.
What the hell? Why are you talking to Emos?
John Ludlum. Ludlum. Whoop, whoop, fam. After almost 2 years, I cut my hair off. What do y'all think? I'm 19, by the way. Motherfucker, you look evil as shit. Go away.
This is the Juggalo community now. This is how they look.
Well, no, go away.
With heart t-shirts and hair like that.
People are all retarded. Just want to stab them all. And stab fucking Michael Cole in the jugular so he can never talk again.
Somebody should comment on that dude's picture. Emo. Then that would be considered hate.
What do you go, man? Go ahead and comment and you can get banned from the chat. You'll never have to see them again.
Man, I already got banned once. I didn't even do
anything. For doing nothing. Well, at least this time, if you get banned, you have to get banned for doing something.
Yeah, that's a lot better.
Yay, it's selfie time. Destroy everyone on their phones so they can never do a selfie again.
Yeah, that'd be nice. What the hell? What's up with all these damn people tattooing Tech 9 on themselves?
Yeah, right.
So what are we going to listen to?
How about the fact some dude just told fucking jailbait saying, the acne is just the skin preparing for the soul to be taken. You're so adorable, I feel I need the vomit.
Wonderful. So what are we going to listen to?
Let's go with something random.
No, no more fucking wrestling theme songs.
Oh, it won't be a wrestling theme song.
Unless it's an actual song. For fuck's sake.
Wobble, 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 drop it low.
And we're back.
Yeah, once I find the phone.
The fuck, you lost your phone?
I was like, nope, remote. Remote, no. But, you can call that Danny girl if you want to.
Man, we're about to be over here about 3 minutes.
So?
We can call her in tomorrow night.
Why, what the fuck you got to do?
Pass the fuck out in a minute.
Oh, just do it anyway.
Man, I got work in the morning. That's why I'm passing out soon.
Well, you're absolutely no help.
Hey, we'll call it tomorrow night. So that way we have a chance to wait for the full out show.
Boring.
Well, if you want, man, we can always call Destiny tomorrow night too.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, if we could, or if I could, I would go back in time. I would find Mark Zuckerberg and I'd stab him in the jugular. So that way Facebook could never be born. At least that way, you know, we'd actually still have our fucking listeners.
Possibly.
I mean, come on, man. We had more listeners back on fucking MySpace. This fucking this shit. We're just letting people like every damn thing.
Yep.
It's like, no. Just want to stab Mark Zuckerberg. I don't want to stab fucking Justin Timberlake.
Jeez, stabbing everybody.
Man, I'm tired of seeing that motherfucker on goddamn fucking TV. Along with the damn governor of Connecticut. Yeah, you know that new fucking pistachio commercial they have with that dude with the fucking eagle and shit?
Did you just say pistachio?
Yeah, the fucking pistachio commercial they have on TV nowadays.
Oh, I thought you were trying to say his name.
No, man. But it's not, the new one they have with that dude with the fucking eagle and shit.
Not really.
Yeah. That dude's the governor of Connecticut.
Woo.
But we out this bitch. I'm gonna go pass the fuck out.
Everybody.